The Army today identified two American soldiers killed in what witnesses describe as a gruesome incident in Mosul, Iraq, on Sunday. Sergeant Major Jerry Wilson of Thompson, Georgia, and Specialist Rel Ravago of Glendale, California, were members of the 101st Airborne Division. The two were shot as they drove through Mosul, moving between U.S. posts. Local witnesses say their bodies were dragged from their car and beaten by a mob of angry Iraqis. The Army isn't providing details about the attack. Reporter John Danishevsky of the Los Angeles Times is in Mosul. He says some facts about the killings are clear, but there is still a lot of confusion.
These two American servicemen were riding through this industrial, residential, commercial area in a kind of a seedy part of town. When they came to a congested area, it was along a gasoline line, and they were shot at. And after they were shot at, they crashed into a concrete block wall. Then the disparities start. According to witnesses, the men were pulled from the car. They were wounded in the car, but when they were pulled onto the ground, some people in the crowd, and I've been told that hundreds of people gathered, that some people on the ground, according to these witnesses, beat the men with rocks or stones. There were some reports that it took an hour for the American Army Humvees to arrive and straighten out the situation, and that during that time the vehicle was looted, their armored vest was taken, even the spare tire from the car.
John, the military says that other troops arrived within minutes. They say that there's no evidence that the soldiers' bodies had been abused, and they say that they've been defiled only by bullets. How do you account for this widely varying account?
I think it's possible that the eyewitnesses at the scene have exaggerated the span of time it was before the military arrived, and I think they may have mistaken a gunshot wound to the neck as being a throat having been cut. I think in some ways the stories are reconcilable, but most everyone there insisted that people had thrown stones or at the bodies, or some people had beaten the bodies with shoes, and that things were stolen from the bodies. So I think in these kind of situations, a lot of times there's a lot of confusion, and different people see and recall different things.
John, had you been to Mosul previously?
Yeah, I have.
How has the city changed?
Up here. Well, the city has a different feel to it. It's a lot more tense, more openly hostile in many cases to Westerners. I've been coming here during most of this year, and I never felt the kind of hostility and cold stares that I'm feeling these days.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
John Danishevsky is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. He was speaking to us from Mosul.